Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
thank you for the bright Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. You want the love.
What a beautiful name. day God said to Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh that I said to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am, that I am God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Excuse me, I greet you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Purapoyu from I Am and I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Excuse me, hallelujah. We sing praises unto you, Lord. For you are the rock of our salvation. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto you with songs. For you are a great God and a great King above all gods. In your hands are the deep places of the earth and the strength of the hills. The sea is yours. You made it. Your hands formed the dry land. We worship and bow down to you. We kneel before you, O Lord, O God, our Maker. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. You, O Lord, are great and mighty, glorious, victorious and majestic. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. We exalt your name. We exalt your kingdom, O God. Thou art exalted as head above all. All riches and honor come from thee, and you reign over us all. In your hand is power and might to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, God, we thank you and praise thy glorious name. O Lord, our God, you are wisdom, you are truth. You handle the mighty and you look after the weak. You make sense of out of our struggles, and you shine a light on all our broken parts. You promise healing and restore the lost. Everything got started in you and find its purpose in you. You will not be ignored, and you will not leave us alone to struggle in our selfishness. We look to you and acknowledge your presence, and we give you the praises, honor, and thanksgiving. Jesus, you are highly exalted, and your name is above every name. We ask all of our prayers in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. Your name is above the name of all sicknesses and disease. Your name is above depression, poverty, and all other names. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are the solution to any problem, and you are bigger than any obstacle that we will face or that we face. We will praise you, O Lord, with our whole heart. We will show forth all your marvelous works. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will sing to your name, O God Most High. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your honor all day. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Emmanuel, God with us. You are wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We praise you, Lord. You are unlimited, almighty, all-powerful, and all-knowing. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the true and living God. Father, we praise you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Makadish, our sanctification, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Sikunu, our righteousness, Jehovah Shammah, our ever-present help, Jehovah Rohi, our guide, and Jehovah Elohim, our God. We will worship the Lord, thy holy temple, and praise thy name by thy loving kindness and by thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy name, thy word, above all thy name. We bless you and we praise you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, enter into the gates of thanksgiving. Praise. So we praise you, Lord, and we worship you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Jesus. It's because of you that we have made it. It's because of you that we are making it. We try to do these things on our own, and we cannot. So we acknowledge and we thank you. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Father, this morning we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you this morning. for mercy, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, we cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us from all our sins and from all unrighteousness, O God. Create in us a clean heart and renew our right spirit within us. Let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our environment in our homes in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood that gave us strength from day to day will never lose its power. Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Father God, help us, oh God, in our walk with you. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us. Show us the path to think and the path not to think. We surrender completely and totally to you. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence, your tangible presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, fill us up. Empty, burn things in us that do not bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. And fill us up to the overflowing Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives and perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this service this morning. Take preeminence, Holy Spirit, in the lives of our spouses, our children, those that are connected to us. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every hour. Thank you, Spirit, for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, everyone under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, on our parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, this morning we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to guide us and protect us and to minister and do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this morning, oh God, send your holy angels to guide and protect our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that are connected to us, oh God, the holy angels that are assigned to each and every one of us to be with us, warring on our behalf, guiding and protecting us and doing God's will in our, God's biddings in our lives. Father God, we thank you. Even for the holy angels assigned to this prayer line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for a fresh oil and a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but the fresh oil we want to be refreshed in our minds, refreshed in our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, let the mind of Christ be in us. Oh God, you said, except we become like little children, will not be able to enter into your kingdom. And so, Father God, we pray, oh God, let the mind of Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us walk by faith like a little child, oh God, in the name of Jesus and not by sight. Open our hearts to receive your word. Open our hearts to receive revelation in the name of Jesus. And God, open our hearts to receive understanding, oh God, and impartation of what you're speaking to us in the name of Jesus. And whatever you speak to us, give us your spirit of obedience, oh God, that we can do what you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, let thy kingdom come and will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, you make your ministers a flaming fire, each and every one of us, your flaming fire, in the mighty, mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Father God, the enemy will have no gain or stay in our lives. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that is our heritage, O God. We invoke the covenant blessings, O God, that comes in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the covenant blessings that come when we receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. We invoke the covenant blessings to come into to be activated and manifested in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to walk in your love. Love as you love us. Help us to forgive as you forgive us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let your will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for grace. We pray for grace, more grace to do what you call us to do. Grace. We pray for more grace, oh God. Sometimes, oh God, we ask you, we want to know this, we want to know that. But sometimes we don't have that grace, oh God, to know those things or are reacting on that. So we ask, Lord, for your grace. Your grace. In the name of Jesus, we need grace, find grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Empowering grace, Father God, we thank you for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Send your Bibles with me. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Please send your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 3. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3. And I'm going to read from the first verse. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, move upon these words. Oh God, Holy Spirit, let this word become flesh. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of God move and activate this word in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will not just be mere words, but Father God, that people will be able to receive what your Spirit is speaking to us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, yeah, and I. Then he said, draw neither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. But he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land into a good land, into a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of children of Israel is come unto me. And I also have seen oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Now come, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my children, my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with you, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the Lord of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And the Lord said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. And God said, moreover unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me unto you, and this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to zero in on one thing. Sometimes you might be praying, and you might be praying over things over and over again. And I just want to encourage someone this morning. I read all this passage to encourage someone. God hears and he sees and he knows exactly what you're going through. Hallelujah. God sees and hears everything. There's a set time for things in our lives. There's expiration time. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. When you see the Bible, say, I hear the cries. What does that mean? I hear the prayers. Okay, some of the prayers that you all have been praying, you're not even opening your mouth to pray it, but it's praying from your spirit, man, from your heart. And God hears your silent prayers. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with your silent prayer because God hears it. And he knows exactly what is going on. And he has a solution for your problem, for your situation. Hallelujah. It might be sickness, there's a solution. Whatever it be, money, finances, he has a solution. You might be emotional, have some emotional issues, he has a solution. So whatever it is, rest assured, solution. And he has a way of for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. May enemy might think that he has boxed you in, but you're not boxed in. You're not boxed in. That's why the Bible says in everything, praise the Lord. Praise him. Because God has an answer for your problem. Hallelujah. When God tells, when he introduced himself to Moses, said, I'm the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. What does it say? I am a covenant-keeping God, because you see God went into a covenant. What all God promises are yes. God is not a man that he should lie. But God did tell Abraham. You look way back in Genesis that the children of Israel are going to go into captivity for 400 years. God told Abraham all these things. So whatever these people are going through are things that prophetically has been written in the book. Some of the things that we go through is already written in the book. We have to pass through certain roads when we're going through our destiny. Amen. But God got a way out also. Even if it was written in a book that you will go through this and go through that, you're going through. You're not going to stay where you are. You're going through. And what is he doing? He's getting the glory and he's getting you ready for the bigger things that is ahead of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So why should you be discouraged? Why should you be sad? Why should you be moody? What do you choose? No, no, no. God has a plan for your life. God has a way for you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He's the God of the valleys. He's the God of the mountaintops. Hallelujah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But you have to be assured of that. And he did this for the children of Israel. With so many things God does the miraculous for us. Look back over your life and see where he brought you from. See how he kept you and saved you from the hands of the enemy. And you can rejoice knowing that he will see you through. One of the things you must remember that God might set a divine connection to help you with whatever situation you're going through. Don't turn that down. You don't have to have a divine connection coming or looking a certain way what you wanted the person to look at, look like, or how do you want them to dress. So sometimes a constant people to us, we expect them to be a certain way and we disregard them and we lose it all. Be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Help on the way. So why are you waiting? And why? Just begin to praise him. And why are you waiting? Thank him in advance. For all the promises are yes and amen. Thank him in advance for that new job that you want. Thank him in advance for the healing. Thank him in advance for your relationships. Thank him in advance for saving and redeeming your child or your children. Thank him in advance for finances. Take everything. Start your prayer with praises and thanking him. When Jesus prayed, he said, Lord, I know. Pray with assurance. Pray with faith, knowing that the Lord will see you through. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen and amen. So this morning, we're going to take the Holy Communion, and then we'll close. I just wanted to reassure someone this morning that God will see you through. Hallelujah. You will make it. Don't give up on God. Hallelujah. So those of you that are here, please get your communion ready. of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. We bless you for the word this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father God, we praise you. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. Thank you, Jesus, for coming through for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you for your precious blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross to save us. We bless your deep. We praise your deep. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me get my communion. I'll be right back.
Everyone singing your prayer now, captivate my heart. Let me know.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Pastor Young, if you on the line, press 1. Please pray over the Holy Communion for us this morning. Hallelujah. Press 1 on your keypad. Then I'll lower you here, and then I'll open the line for you. Okay. It's open.
And our Father, Creator of heaven and the earth, King of kings, Lord of lords, Jesus of Nazareth, Prince of Peace, Son of David, you are the Alpha and Omega, Trinity. We come to you, Holy Spirit. We invite you this morning into our hearts, as we are brought to receive this holy sacrament. Father, we present this holy sacrament to you. We send it to you, our Lord and our God. Come and consecrate it before we partake of it. Join us, let us partake of it. And Lord, everything that is within us that we do not know of, Lord, we are asking you to come and break this barrier down in our lives. Father, we thank you. Come and take away of yours that in our lives. Take it away. Take it away from us, O God. If we are not speaking to anyone, Lord, let us call them now and make peace with them. Father, that this Holy Communion will be taken, Lord, and our body will receive it as you are consecrating it. But Lord, if we leave all these things undone, malice, not speaking to anybody, hatred, Lord, we'll be doing it just for ourselves, not for you. And Lord, touch us this morning. Touch our hearts this morning. Let us reach out to make peace. We thank you, Papa God. Tomorrow is not promising unto us. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Come and join us. Let us partake of this meal, and your name will be praised through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Young. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Make sure you're in the right standing. You heard our prayers in the name of Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represent the body of Christ. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. But as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you. We receive all the covenant blessings of the Holy Communion. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we clean our healing, self-deliverance, everything that is in the Holy Communion. Unlimited blessings, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, this morning, we lift up our offerings to you. And Father God, we ask you to bless these offerings, even those that send in offerings before this time or send in at different times. It's still the same prayer that's going to cover these offerings. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you bless the offering, oh God. And Father God, we pray for multiplication. We pray for fruitfulness. We pray, Lord, that for favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for enlargement of our territories, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we receive the seventh day blessings that is attached to the seventh day offering, that we will rest in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we lift up these offerings, in honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, bless it, O God, breathe on it, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we also pray, O God, this morning that you will release the blessings of the Sabbath day on each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. And upon our members of our family, we receive the blessings that comes with the Sabbath day to an overflow that we will find rest in you, Lord. God rested on the seventh day. And we pray, Father God, for strength to finish all our assignments in the name of Jesus. Father, be glorified in our lives. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Be safe. Thank you for joining us this morning.